The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
Starting this Friday, the 2021 Summer Olympics will begin.
Ooh, wow, I didn't realize it was that quick.
Yeah, and while it will be good publicity for Tokyo, Japan, who will be hosting, it's costing them a pretty penny to get that attention.
Yeah, it's very expensive on the countries or the cities that take on the Olympics, and you depend on the revenue of people coming in to offset that money, but this year, that's going to be hard.
That's not going to happen, yeah. An estimate on what the Olympics cost to put on. Okay, $26 billion.
How is that possible?
I mean, $26 billion.
Well, you know what? They have to build things for it too. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, not everybody, like you look at the Winter Olympics. Not every place has a built-in ski jump or a bobsled thing. They have to build that. Like, I was in Utah and I went down an Olympic bobsled ride. It was amazing. Yeah. And they've got the ski things and
that costs money.
Yeah. And what do you do with it after?
Right.
And, like, the smart cities turn it into a tourist attraction and get money from me.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, COVID countermeasures are costing around $900 million top of that. And because spectators are banned, like you were saying earlier, Japan is losing $15 billion from those ticket sales.
Yeah. Boy, that's going to be a thing. Like, you, at some point, you're like, well, is it worth it? But they're pushing for it. Even their... inside of Japan, a lot of the people are like, we don't want this. And so they're still pushing it through anyway.
Yeah. Well, and one cool fact about this, I didn't know this, but of course, 5,000 medals will be available for the winning, but they are all made from recycled metals.
Oh.
So they're getting it from small electronics like cell phones. So all the gold, silver, and bronze that you're going to see are all recycled.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I think that's pretty cool.
I thought
too.
You were like, going to like, it's like made from recycled metals, like just steel. Like, it's not. Not gold this year.
No. Like, yeah, it's the real thing.
You won steel. You won chrome, you know. So that's good.
Aluminum.
Yeah, exactly. That's for like 15th place. Who let the dogs out? Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And dogs are man's best friend, you know. And they get so excited over the littlest things.
It's so sweet, too.
Yeah.
They have like a childlike look at the world, which is precious. But a new study is looking at the words that a dog will hear to make their heart rate go up.
Okay.
So typically, the heart rate of a normal dog is 115 beats per minute.
Okay.
But some of those words, if they hear them, that'll make their heart rate go faster. It would be like treat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that works for me.
fetch or toy.
Yeah, get that.
But
the
number one that makes their heart rate go up to 156 beats is walk.
Oh, yeah, that makes me hide.
No. So your heart rate would go up because you're trying to run away to hide.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder what vet does to them.
Oh,
there's something.
Yeah.
Dogs, like my cat knows if I get the carrier out, she just, she gets scarce.
She's going somewhere.
Yeah. And so you're like, oh no. But like, there's weird, like dogs, I think, understand vet and
they
and they're not a fan.
Even you saying it right now, there's a lot of dogs thinking, what?
Yeah.
Huh? Where?
Yeah. Hey, I thought you said we're going to the dog park. He's in the backseat like, you liar. I heard the word vet. You're like, calm down, Joe. We're just going to the dog park. It's the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this. What, as a human, what word gets your heart racing as a human?
I feel like mine is pretty obvious what mine would be. That one word. I heard it, I'm just like, what? Where?
Just... food.
Yeah,
in general.
Free food would be Betty's. Like,
I was either going between free or food.
Yeah.
So I went with food.
Yeah.
So Gavin's right.
Free food is like, I've seen Betty. She literally, her tail wags. It's the craziest thing. What about you, Gavin?
I feel like I'm too young for this, but it is recliner. That's my favorite thing on earth.
Recliner. Wow.
That's awesome.
Gavin, you're only 25.
I know.
But he's super lazy.
I love
mine is refund.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like taxes and things like that.
Because
like,
you're having to pay for everything.
Oh yeah, I've got a big tax bill that I've put off. Yeah, I missed the term refund. So okay, what is yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that word that you hear? Free food, recliner, whatever it is that instantly gets your heart racing in a good or a bad way. I guess we'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. Throw that in your favorites. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours, Natasha?
It is dentist.
Oh, so not in a good way, I'm assuming.
No, not at all. It doesn't matter how many times I've been to the dentist, how many times I see the same person. I always have like a mini stroke before I go to the dentist.
You are exactly like my wife. We've gone to the same dental hygienist for years. She is amazing. Brenna never hurts you. She even uses the old school picks. Never hurts you. And my wife is like, I'm terrified every time.
It must be an epidemic because I Googled dental anxiety and there's like tips and blogs on how to cope with dental anxiety.
Wow.
I guess a lot of people battle it just like you, Natasha.
I wonder if we were traumatized when we were younger and subconsciously our body is like reacting to just the word. I'm not sure, but I freak out every single time. And my dental hygienist is great. She does not hurt me at all.
I know.
But it does not matter.
My anxiety from the dentist always came from what they might find.
The cost it's going to
be. Yeah. That's my heart rate thing is the bill. Like, that's the one that gets me going.
Understandable. Jennifer said, my word would be mom. But in a bad way, because she says, I would say what in my annoyed voice.
mom. Yeah, yes. That's got to be a big one. All right. So, Melanie, what is your word that gets your heart racing?
My word is post-it. I love office supplies in general, but really post-its is where my heart is.
I would love to tease you about this, but I get it. I get you, girl. Like, I put a post-it note every day on my computer. Computers are made for, like, making lists and things like that. That's in their core competency. But I still put a post-it note on my computer every day just so I can write my stuff down and mark it off, and it feels glorious.
Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, my gosh. And when you come back to a post-it and, like, everything written on your list is, like, already done. Oh. The best feeling ever.
Melanie, you must be easy to buy for your birthday or Christmas. All they got to do is just buy a bunch of post-its.
Please tell my husband that, because he says I'm hard, and I'm like, seriously, dude, this is not hard.
If I was your husband, I would wrap your next present in post-it
notes.
She would lose
her
mind.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I know it. I get you, girl. Hey, have a good one, girl.
You guys have a good day. Thanks.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we play a lot of great music here, but sometimes, I mean, in the rush to get an album done, you might overlook something that needed to be added to the song. That's where I come in. I have spent time as a producer of music, and I just know what to kind of add to spice something up a little bit, punch it up a little bit, you know?
You give a lot of credit to yourself.
Thank you. And so I was listening to the Zach Williams song the other day. This one, Less Like Me.
A little more like patience. A little more like peace. A little more like Jesus. A little less like me.
And it's a great song, and it instantly took me, like, to the country, because Zach Williams is a Southern boy, and it has that flavor to it. And then I thought, boy, this would be great to see Zach Williams at a fair, you know, like playing at a fair. Because it just feels like that's where he should be playing. He's country, man. And like, so
only country people belong at the fair.
At a country fair, exactly. And then I thought, okay, what would it sound like if he was on SunTrust Bank stage over here doing his thing, and then over at the 4-H stage, they were doing hog calling. And like, and then it hit me. That's when genius hit me. What this song needs is hog calling added to it. Tell me what you think here. So I spent a little time producing this up, and I think it's a masterpiece now. It's great before, even better now.
A little more like Jesus.
Sir, what? Yeah, there you go.
I was expecting, fully expecting to hate it.
I know, I could see it on your face.
That's the.
But I actually love
it. Right? See, it
that's the best one you've done yet.
Yeah, it just needed that little bit of extra
because I could actually like view it in my mind. Yeah. There's a mental image that I have. Yeah. Zach up there doing his stage presence. Yeah. I'm over there with a corn dog and a funnel cake, just soaking it all in with the pigs.
Bringing joy.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. So there you go. That's what that song needed. And hopefully that will get stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is set to blast off to the edge of space, spending a few minutes outside the Earth's atmosphere and fulfilling a childhood dream of his in a custom-built spaceship.
Aw, to be
now,
Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's super impressive, but I think it would have been more impressive if he had had to build the spaceship out of all stuff he bought from Amazon.com. Because that would have been, like, super
cool.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone that, like, works on it is an employee of his from Amazon.
Yeah, I think he could have tapped that resource a little bit. But the crew is going to consist of Bezos and his brother and the oldest and youngest person ever to go to space. So they've got Wally Funk. She's 82 years old. And then they've got Oliver, who is 18 years old. And Funk was a female pilot who trained during the original astronaut program with U.S. and Soviet era, the race that we were having, the space race.
Yeah.
Like, so she's seen some stuff, and she's actually the most qualified person.
Right. And at 82, you would think, oh, well, she's pretty fragile. Well, we saw her on TV,
feisty.
And she comes across as pretty feisty. So.
Yeah, it's weird, too. And, like, the 18-year-old kid, he got in because somebody paid $28 million for a seat to go on this thing, okay? And then they had a scheduling conflict and had to back out.
Okay, to be in the spot where a scheduling conflict is an okay excuse to just let $28 million dollars just fly out the window? No.
Yeah, you're scared. You know, like, there's no way. So then this kid gets to go. I don't know what he bid or who paid for him to go.
Yeah, because he didn't do it.
No, there's no way. That's daddy's money. And so they're set to blast off today at 9 a.m. Central Time. And so you still got time to catch it. And in total, the flight's only 11 minutes, and they're going to spend 3 minutes kind of in the outer space layer there. You know, it's not fully deep space, but I mean, it's impressive. And so if you want to watch it, ABC News is going to carry it, or you can also see it streamed live on Blue Origin. That's the name of the space company that he started their website. So I think I'm going to take a little peek at that too during the show.
Yeah.
So if you hear like some dead air, that's me watching the liftoff. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and school can be a little, like, tricky for kids sometimes, and sometimes it's causes them anxiety, and there's, you know, other kid troubles and things like that.
Because when you're in school, that's your life.
Yeah.
You as a grown-up, you think, oh, it's just a phase. But
it'll
for
pass.
Them, it's everything.
Exactly. And so there was this father who started writing notes to his daughter and putting them in her lunchbox every day.
Aww.
And, like, so cool. Like, his first note said, be nice to others. Not everyone will look like you. Learn to spot the unique and special things in other people. You have the power to change somebody's life. So, I mean, what a cool way to start, like, her day and thinking of other people and being that good friend.
And everything he's telling her is so true.
Yeah.
Like, she, even at her young age, she can make a difference.
He started this back in 2017, and he just started writing them every day. And so, like, some of the other notes, don't ever let someone else determine your value. You're always worth everything. And so, like, a girl hearing this from her dad, I think, is really, like, powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as dads, sometimes we get so busy with work or providing and things like that that we miss out on the little moments, you know, and a chance to speak into their lives. And this one was creative. Don't ever let someone who's never been in your shoes tie your laces.
Huh.
Like, he has some pretty good wisdom.
Man, he does.
You know? Yeah, I was impressed. Nachos are simply tacos who don't have their life together, but we still love them.
So true.
Yeah, so in all, he put like 690 notes in her lunchbox.
Yes.
That's a lot of wisdom to come up with every day.
Mm-hmm.
He should put these in a book, honestly.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I think that would be a really cool thing. And like a tear-out book so that you as a parent could just tear it out and then write your name, like write, love you, dad, you know, and then put it in there.
Because that's all you've got.
Yeah, because I got some
love
wisdom.
Love you, dad.
I got about 2 weeks worth of wisdom. And after that, the well's going to run dry. And so it'd be nice to have a little help. So maybe we'll talk about this. What is a note we could add to this book, okay? So, and maybe you'll give somebody an idea, too, of a note they can put in their kid's lunchbox and... Maybe you've already done this. I mean, this might be a thing that you do every day. So what is your note that would be good to put in a kid's lunchbox or add to this book that we're writing here? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be on the show. We love having you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your note right now. So what note would you add to this book?
I would say do something for somebody who could never repay you.
Oh, yeah, that is a really important note for kids, because sometimes we do things and we want to be paid back. And so to be selfless like that, you can never do that too early in their lives. That's a good one. We're going to put it in.
Woohoo. Well, you guys have a blessed day.
All right, Mickey, you're up. What note would you add to your kid's lunchbox that we could maybe put into this book?
Well, I would add the note of a scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. Which is the scripture that talks about how I have plans for you to prosper you and not to harm you. I used to do that with my kids every single day. I would put a scripture in their lunchbox, like a word of encouragement. What a better way to get the word in them, right?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of ratcheting this up one level, you know, because there's great to have motivational, inspirational things. But if you can do that through scripture as well, then you're getting a little extra bang for your buck for sure.
Absolutely.
How old are your kids now?
My kids are now 18 and 21, and they still remember it. I actually kept all the little cards I would put in their lunchboxes inside of a recipe card holder.
That's really cool. I'm telling you, man, put it into a little book, and you could probably sell that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's already in a book, the Bible, but you packaged it. What kind of note would you put in your kid's lunchbox?
Yeah, we had Pat chime in, and she said, I write a positive note on my granddaughter's banana skin with a black marker.
That's
she
so great.
Loves it.
My mom used to do that. She'd write on my tuna fish sandwiches, and like, I wish she'd used a banana instead because the Sharpie does not taste well. Allie, what note would you write?
I would write, even when it doesn't seem so, I'm always on your side.
Oh, I do like that, because sometimes kids think their parents are against them because we've got to be the rules people, or we've got to be the person that gives them the life stuff, and they don't think that you're always on their side, even though you always have their best interest at heart.
That's true, and I did use that with my boys, and I just wanted them to hear that in their heads, that mom is on my side. And of course, they probably didn't think that way. They probably just rolled their internal eyeballs at me, but it made me feel better.
At the time, they probably did, but when you're consistent like that as they get older, I guarantee you they see all those moments and go, oh, I get it. And I have a different perspective now. And she was on my side.
Well, I sure hope so.
And then you've got all the notes and you can be like, see, I told you so.
darn, I didn't think about the I told you so factor.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the greatest joys as a parent, getting to break that out years later.
I'm still waiting on that because they're both in their 20s, so I have to kind of keep silent on the I told you so, but it's coming.
Oh, I don't know. It's never too early to start, honestly. I think you're in the range where you can start using it effectively.
Awesome. I'm going to quote you, Wally.
Hey, thank you, girl. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
There's an app for that.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you got a smartphone, you know, there are a lot of great apps. But how do you keep track of all of them? There are too many to figure out. And so when we find a good one, we like to bring it to you. So what do you got, Rock?
All right, I've got an app that a friend of mine told me about. It's called Wake Me Here. Okay?
Wake Me Here.
Yes, okay. So if you want to know if you've got the right one or not, it's blue. And it's got a little white clock in the middle of it. Okay. So what it does is, let's say you're in the back of an Uber or you're in the back of a cab and you have your computer out or you're talking to your mom on the phone or whatever. But what you do in this app is you say, hey, I'm planning on going to home.
Okay.
And it will alert you when you're 2 minutes away.
Oh.
So it creates an alarm.
Okay.
That lets you know, oh, we're close.
Okay.
I need to put away all my things. Or it could be you want to take a quick snooze in the back seat.
Sure.
Maybe in a family car trip.
Right.
Well, take the nap and it'll wake you.
At first, I was like, I don't see the need for this. And then it hit me. Like, the alert giving you the heads up time. My mom, when she comes up and stays with us, she doesn't necessarily know exactly like where we live or the surroundings, you know. Mm-hmm. So she's always crafting and she's working on stuff. And so when we pull up into our driveway, it's always like a surprise to her, like, oh, we're here? Really? And so then it takes her 20 minutes to pack all of her stuff and get out of the car.
But if she had a 2-minute warning.
Exactly. It'd be like, ding, 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 ding. Oh, I should start getting ready now.
Right.
Because I have to wait to put the car away until she gets out. And funny, my wife has started this too. And I'm like, to my wife, I'm like, you know where we live. Like, you have no excuse. She needs this.
Right.
Because she gets preoccupied and then she could speed up the time getting out of the car.
That's right. And also, too, she's got the Apple Watch, right?
Yeah.
So then it would make a little warning for her.
Oh.
She could not miss it.
So
if she gets stuck in the car, it's her fault.
I love it. Okay, what is the name of it again? Because I'm going to download it for today.
Get Me Here.
Get Me
No,
Here.
No, Wake.
Wake Me Here.
Wake
Me Here.
Here.
Got it. Well,
blue,
there you go.
With a little white clock
If you have somebody that needs that little extra time, this is perfect for you. So I'm glad there's an app for that. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So we recently passed the halfway point of 2021, which means I failed my New Year's resolution about 6 months ago.
Oh, no. Sorry. That was short-lived.
I know. Well, and then we recently just passed 4th of July, so we just got done eating a bunch of barbecue and all that goodness.
Yeah, we did. Hot dogs, burgers.
Barbecue. A lot of people are now thinking, oh, this might now be the time to start getting back on track to finish out the year. Or at least finish out the time period until Thanksgiving
starts. Just buy you time to fatten up yourself for Thanksgiving.
That's what you
got to
do. And nutritionists are sharing advice on just how to do that. It starts with setting reasonable goals for yourself. You don't want to set the, I want to lose 50 pounds in a month. I want to lose maybe a pound this week or 2 pounds this week.
I set my goals way too high, yeah. But I did all right. Like, but I was sad a lot, you know. But I ended up being all right.
And then it goes to drinking more water and snacking on fruits and vegetables instead of cookies and chips. Which we got a banana in front of me right now, but all I really want right
now are
chips.
Yeah.
So
just pretend it's a chip.
Oh, there are banana chips.
Yeah, get banana chips.
There you go.
Raisins are good. Raisins and grapes are good snacks.
And then the last one that I actually thought was really interesting that this nutritionist brought up was tell people about your goals and your diet and what you're doing.
Oh, that's tricky because so many people get frustrated with you when you're like, oh, I'm losing weight. Like, I know when I talk about Weight Watchers stuff and points and everything, everyone rolls their eyes like, oh, I'm doing this again. Maybe because they know the outcome is not going to be all that great. But why would they say to tell people?
They say that it's motivation by accountability.
So I
think that there's a difference between me coming in every day and like telling you guys, man, I'm doing so well, like bragging it out, but saying, hey, this is what I want to do. Therefore, a month from now, when maybe you guys see me eating two bags of chips for lunch,
and all of a sudden Eddie Rock comes over the console and just knocks a bag out of your hand and is like, hey, chubby. Like, that's what she does. Like, that's the kind of friend
never
you need.
Do that.
That's the kind of friend you need. Put down the chips and get on the treadmill.
Wow.
Here's some raisins. Yeah, I've seen her do it.
Wow, baby.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's
She's a little harsh. She's a little much. Yeah, so we all need accountability and that friend in our life that'll knock the chips out of our hands. And that's why we were happy to have Betty in ours.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's The Wally Show.
As the world seems to be inching back towards normalcy, there are daily reminders that we're still dealing with a pandemic. And I don't ever want to sound cavalier about it, but everybody, there are pockets where you feel it more or feel it less.
Yes, I would say definitely, like, there's a difference between, let's say, Arkansas and Washington State.
Right.
They're going to handle it a little bit different.
Yeah,
in the
California.
South compared to the North.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, like, for me, I haven't always felt it as much, or even in the recent days, it's felt way more like, oh, we're past this. But then you see news and it's still affecting people in the Delta variant and stuff. But there are daily reminders that we're still in this thing. You know, as much as we try to get past it and move to normalcy, there are some reminders. Like the other day I went to Chewy's, which is like this Mexican restaurant. So good. That queso dip.
Oof.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know, because I want it now. But so I go to order, and you have to do the QR code ordering, you know, where you take the picture of it, and it pulls it up digitally, so you're not touching menus, okay? So their internet was having problems. QR code wasn't working. So I asked for a paper menu, and it was like, oh, paper menu. let me see. And I presume she went to a vault somewhere down in the basement
of
Chewy's.
Printer.
Yeah, like all these sounds and a code, and comes back with one menu.
What,
is this the only menu in this entire restaurant? What, are we all having to share it now?
Yeah.
Like, and it was just a reminder, okay, we've moved to a different way of doing things, and the old way is kind of gone, and will parts of it come back? I don't know, but it was a reminder, oh, we're still in this.
Right, and I'm sure there are others out there that have had those reminders of, like, you forget that, some of us aren't wearing masks anymore.
Right.
You think, I don't have to carry that anymore. But then you go somewhere and you realize, wait, we're
there's
still
a place
in a
you have to do it.
Yeah, we're still in a pandemic.
So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always call and be on the show with us. I'm curious, what is your sign that you're still in the pandemic? Even again, as we move away from it, what was a reminder that, oh, yeah, we're still in this? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What was your reminder, Tim, that we're still in a pandemic?
Wally, I drive a bus in a city, and we've been wearing a mask now for almost a year and a half, and it's just not going away.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, because it's different for people in different jobs or, you know, different sectors. So, yeah, for you, every day it's a reminder, yeah, I'm still in this, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, are people on your bus required to wear a mask?
They are. Public transportation, you know, planes, trains, buses, but, man, they're not happy about it.
Yeah, and then they make it tough for you, and you're like, look, dude, I'm just doing what I got to do here.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hate when people like throw a fit about the masks and stuff, like, and then they treat the person that is having to, you know, enforce the rule badly. It's like
they didn't make the rule.
Yeah, the rule's bigger than all of us, and so like if you want to deal with it up the chain.
Right.
You know, don't bust Tim's chops about this.
Yeah, we're on your side, Tim.
I just drive the bus, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Denise said her reminder was when she has to ask the servers for salt and pepper, because now they don't keep the shakers on the table due to germs and wanting not to spread COVID.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, and having to ask for like ketchup and things like that for your fries where you could just have it before. Oh, the good old days. Lori, what do you think? What would you say is a sign that we're still in the pandemic?
I was standing in line at my store, and I thought we were all past this pandemic problem. And the guy in front of me, he said, "Excuse me, can you give me 6 feet?"
And oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. I said, really? Okay.
It's weird because it's different in every place and everybody has different parameters still. Like, I know my wife likes, you know, some social distance, and we've been in different places where there is none.
Oh, yeah, and I think there might have been 2 feet maybe between us. I thought that was good.
Yeah, but again, that just goes to show you that everybody's experience is different in this, and you have to have a little bit of grace on both sides. Like, he needs to be kind to you and say, hey, I need a little space if you don't mind. You need to understand that he wants that space as we still navigate this thing. Hopefully, we'll be back to the end of it where we don't have to worry about it anymore. But for right now, we're still in it, and that's a good reminder.
We are.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Betty Rock is our resident food critic and culinary expert.
I am?
You are.
Well, that's sad.
Seems like a shock, I know. But you eat the way I do, pretty much. Crystal and this horrible food. But every once in a while, you come up with a recipe that you find. That you're like, you know what? I feel the need to share this.
And that's the case for this one. So I learned this on TikTok.
TikTok, I'm telling you. I know there's a lot of bad stuff on TikTok.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. You have to scroll through some stuff. But boy, the cat videos are great. I love the dance videos.
But now you can add food videos
to
that
list.
I know.
There's things. The fails are fun. There's things I'm finding on TikTok that are redemptive, like this.
Right. So this is the latest food trend. It's called pasta chips. Okay. Have you heard of pasta chips?
I have not.
Okay. So here's what you have to do.
Get a pen. Write this down. It's going to be glorious.
You take noodles and you're going to boil them in water. You know, get them.
Noodly.
Get them noodly. Yeah. We should host a cooking show.
We really should. It would be fantastic.
Get them noodly.
Food Network would love us.
Okay, so then you drain those noodles.
Okay.
Then you're going to put them in your air fryer.
And make them all air fryery.
And get them a little bit, yes. Get them a bit golden brown, okay? Then you're going to take them out, and you can take these noodles and dip them in marinara sauce.
Okay.
That's what the recipe calls for.
Okay.
But people are saying it's a great way to get that crunch that you want. If you don't have chips in the house, you can make pasta chips.
I wonder if they're healthier, like...
Well, I always thought pasta... I remember
one
conversation we had. You said, yeah, I'm trying to do better. I'm going to have pasta tonight.
Yeah, I mean healthy.
What? Pasta and health don't go together.
Yeah, I'm starting to see the problem with that, but I'm curious if they
it's
are
still
like...
a starch.
Yeah, I'm curious if they're healthier than a potato.
Now, they do make pasta with spinach. I've seen that.
Why?
No, it tastes the same.
It's just got
a green color to it.
No, I just want the regular pasta chip, please.
You just want regular Lay's chips,
yeah,
is honestly
I know.
What
you know
you
what?
Want.
You know what? This has been a fun segment, but I'm just going to go back at chips right now. Thank you, Rock. Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this, skip, and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
So I'm sure you've heard that old saying, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to keep that in mind, okay? Because unless one of us wins the Powerball, there's no chance that we are ever in our lifetime going to see $1 billion.
Oh, no way.
But that doesn't mean we can't cheer for and judge those that have it.
I like the "and judge." Yeah.
A list was put together of our favorite and least favorite billionaires.
That's funny. I'm trying to think, do I have a list of favorite billionaires? I just watched Bezos fly, his rocket, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I guess I do.
Well, I'm going to start from the bottom and work our way to the top. So okay. At the bottom, he got the most overall highest unfavorable votes.
Okay.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh yeah, Facebook guy.
Nobody
yeah.
can stand him.
Yeah, I don't fully understand why. Like, I'm just so not in the Facebook world, but I just know there's a lot of backlash against him.
Well, a couple of other people that just barely scooched by him were Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Warren Buffett.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
But the billionaire who apparently has won hearts all over the world is Oprah Winfrey.
Hey, still Oprah.
You get a car.
You get a car. Yeah, see, I mean, that moment for her resonated, and that made her, reputation and stuff like that.
Well, and I think so, too, that we have seen a softer side of her, in interviews and stuff. She's gotten emotional about things that have happened in her past. And we also know that she's come from a difficult past as well and worked her way up. So maybe that makes her more relatable, more human, whereas others like Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos flying to space.
I know, but they still work. They still work too. They created something.
Nah.
They created.
Nah. They never offered me a car.
Okay. Do you have Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have you ever bought anything off Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. What's Oprah done for you? Nothing. So I don't think you can just throw them away or dismiss them. Nah. All right. So now we know Betty's favorite billionaire. I'd like to see who you could hang out with first. It would probably
honestly,
be Oprah.
Honestly, I would vote for anyone that would give me just a share of that. Just 2%.
Yeah. To hang out with a billionaire for one night just to see what that would be like and how they go to dinner and how they just money's not an object for anything
would
be kind of fun.
Snacks they give their pet tigers.
Oh, yes.
That'd be
awesome. I would have a pet tiger for sure if I'm a billionaire.
What a dream.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, a little old school game where you can win a prize. Betty Rock is going to give us a song, and we're going to try to guess the age of the song, when it came out, because some of these things surprise you. They sneak up on you, and then she'll give us some hints. If Gavin and I cannot guess it, you are going to get a chance to make a guess and win a prize. So what do you got for us today?
So I'm going to go with the song by Matt Redman.
Okay.
It's called You Never Let Go.
Oh, I like this song.
Singing this in church for years.
Okay, that helps me.
Oh, boy.
But how many
years is the factor? Yeah, and these are all songs we play. So, this is old school. I always try to remember if I remember playing it for the first time here since I got here, because that would make it 2006. But I think it's earlier than that. I'm going to go 2002.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, I was going to go 2003. I'm glad you didn't steal my answer.
Okay,
I'm
2002 confident. And 2003.
Yes.
Come on.
Are either of us right?
No.
Okay, give us a hint.
All right, so this was the year that the hashtag, Throwback Thursday is introduced.
No way.
Okay, that's got to be
same
later
year.
Than 2003.
Hashtags aren't super old.
I know. I'm going to go 2006.
Oh, man.
Gavin?
I think I'm too late. So I was born in 95. Maybe I was we'll go with 05. I think maybe I was 10 years old.
One of you is right.
Oh, come on.
Oh, bring it. Is it me, 2006?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh. Yes! That's awesome. So 2006.
Yeah, so that would put it at
11. 15 years old.
15 years old.
I just love watching Betty do math.
I'm about to take off my shoes and my socks. Have to count my toes.
You do always get there, but it's just like a roundabout tour.
Right.
And then when you're
it's
like,
fine.
Yeah, 15 years, there you go. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're getting closer to school, believe it or not, kids. Everyone like, no, don't bring it up. What is wrong with you, man? Turn off the radio, Mom. But we are getting closer, sadly. But teachers are, having to go back a little bit early. It's kind of a bummer that they have to spend so much of their own money to offset some of their supplies that they have for
It's shocking
schooling.
How much money.
Do you have a friend that's a teacher?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's in the hundreds that they have to spend on these office supplies.
And they do it because they care. Like,
yeah,
the good
and then
ones care.
You've got professional athletes that are making millions of dollars. And then we care about the future of kids.
Well, to help retailers out, or to help teachers out, certain retailers are providing back-to-school specials early for teachers for discounts, which I think is actually cool. Like, Target is offering teachers a one-time 15% discount. I'm wondering if you save that extra 5% if you use your red card, too.
Oh,
which would be good.
Good question.
On select classroom supplies through the 31st. The only thing is you have to sign up for their Target Circle to verify that the teacher has eligible status or whatever, but boy, 15%, they're doing better than I did teaching at Lipscomb. I didn't even get a discount in the bookstore or at lunch. Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's be honest, you're not spending any of your hard-earned money on your students.
Yeah, no. That's college. They're on their own. Staples, too. They are giving discounts to teachers and school administrators. You can get 20% off select purchases, and they go all the way into September. Which is kind of cool, too. And so this is a neat thing. Parents can help support teachers through Staples Classroom Reward Program. So if they're buying stuff for their kids, they can sign up, and they can also help this teacher get a discount as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think
so
that's
really
good.
You can play a part in it.
Yeah, so it's a bummer they have to spend any money on this stuff at all, but I'm glad that some of the retailers are helping out. So if you are a teacher or you know one, you can let them know about these things. Uplifting Way FM.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
This is The Wally Show, and I like this segment, Mind Blown, because I always want people to be the smartest person in the room. That's always my goal, so that you always have some sort of mind-blowing nugget of wisdom to share with people. And it was a segment that I started doing, but now everybody has caught the mind-blown train. And Gavin wants to do a mind-blown now. So, but remember, it's got to be something that's very mind-blowing.
I know.
And it's got to be something that somebody can use to look smarter.
You got to deliver it in the right space.
Okay.
That space is the movie theater.
Okay.
And you're at the cashier, and they're like, hey, what do you want today? Do you want candy? Do you want M&Ms, Skittles, Twizzlers? And you say, fun fact about Twizzlers.
I like this.
Did you know that enough Twizzlers are made every single year to stretch to and from the moon?
Wow.
Five times.
What?
Okay. I thought my mind is blown. I thought you were gonna do the old circumnavigate the globe one time.
Not as cool.
That's so passe. Exactly. Like this is you're talking about space Twizzlers at this point. You know.
You said a year they can do that five times.
In 1 year they do that every single year. And
I don't even like Twizzlers.
I love Twizzlers.
The moon. 238,000 miles away.
What in the world?
Miles.
Holy moly.
Like a Twizzler is probably 6 inches each Twizzler, maybe 8, I think. And like I eat them on road trips like there's no tomorrow. And so to stack them end to end and make 5 trips to the moon, that's pretty incredible.
It's impressive.
I know like Richard Branson did a flight recently. Jeff Bezos did a flight recently like into outer space-ish for 2 minutes. And that was
ish.
That was all right. Whatever. But this, my friends.
Uh-huh.
Is amazing. So, Gavin, congratulations.
Thank you
have blown my mind. So,
my
the next time somebody sees, and you're talking about movie candy or road trip candy, you can drop that little nugget on them and be the smartest person in the room.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are going to do a little good news. Giddy up. It's a couple rapid fire news stories coming at you designed to make you feel good because there's a lot of bad news in the world. So, Gavin, good news. Giddy up, go.
There was a dog in Cincinnati. The dog's name was Gertie, which is a perfect name for a dog. And she actually got out and she actually fell down into a crevice.
No.
She spent 5 days wedged between two concrete walls along the garage that the family owned. So on Sunday, just recently, the firefighters showed up. They used a sledgehammer.
They
smashed a hole in the wall to free Gertie. She came out looking fine, just shook herself off, and looked like she was just fine.
5 days is a long time. Uh-huh. Like, I have a terrifying fear of being trapped where I can't move my arms or something, like falling in a well.
What are you doing at a well?
I don't know. I just don't want to fall in one, so I'm very careful. If you ever see me out in the country, I walk very carefully.
I'm gonna push you in.
Yeah. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's an 83-year-old grandmother in Iowa. Her name is Grandma Betty.
Oh, that's like you. That's what people are going to call you one day.
But what she does is she reads children's books on her Facebook page each night. She started back in April, and now she has more than 3,000 people following her page.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. If you have trouble sleeping, I would maybe go check out Grandma Betty's Facebook page. That's kind of cool. And then finally here, good news, giddy up. There's a mom in New Jersey. She called police after she locked her kid in her minivan.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of judgment that comes like that, too. Like, how'd you do this? And so, you know, she's already feeling kind of embarrassed. So the cop shows up and says, hey, can I smash your window to get your kid out? It's hot. And she, of course, says yes. So they smash the window, get the kid out. Turns out the door was unlocked. He just didn't know how to use a handle.
Oh, what?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
But so they break the window out. But the cop was so cool, he got his unit to pitch in and pay to have her window fixed.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
so there you go.
That was super nice.
The next level of protect and serve.
Way to go.
And that's going to do it for your good news, giddy up.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.